This is a little unorthodox, but since we're not a big corporate radio station, we can do this kind of thing, Buck. I am going to turn the tables on Buck and interview him, ask him about his upcoming adventure. Buck will be biking the Andes Trail, which is 6,875 miles from the equator to the southern tip of South America, and he starts August 1st. And Buck, I need to tell you, I was looking at the website today for the company that you're going through, and you're going to be so happy about this. I found out that they allow non-cyclists to come along in the support vehicles.
Yeah.
And there was still a space, so...
You're joining us.
I am.
Hey, how about that?
I knew you'd be so
That's
pleased.
That's going to be great, Anne.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can just sit there and sip a little wine, I think, at the end of the day.
That's right.
That'd be great.
No, in all honesty, I'm really excited for you and dying to hear about all about it. Like, how did you decide to do this?
Well, it kind of got started. The germ of the idea started when about 3 years ago when our cohort, Bob Carter, helped me with a running race, one of the ultras. In fact, the last Ultra 50 that I've done, which was, I think, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I forget. And I found that I get a little more tired than I used to running that 50 miles on the trail. And it just, my back hurt and a few other things hurt. And I thought, maybe it's time to get on the bike. You know, it might be a little easier on the old bod. And then I started biking, particularly with Brian Bennett, a good friend here in town. And Brian and Deb Bennett own the Gunflint Motel, and Brian's our solar guy in the area. And so Brian and I did a couple of trips. A couple of years ago, we went down the Natchez Trace Trail that goes from Nashville down to Natchez, Mississippi. That's about 450 miles or something, and really had fun. We just stopped at B&Bs along the way.
That was beautiful.
It's a beautiful trip. And then last summer, about the same time, we went out to the West Coast, and we biked from Rainier down to Crater Lake, which is a gorgeous, gorgeous bike ride.
I've driven it, but
not
biked it.
Oh, it was so much fun. And throughout this adventure, Brian would talk about... you know, a dream that he could bike from Alaska down to the bottom of South America.
Oh.
So we talk about it occasionally, you know, how much fun it would be to go through South America and, of course, Central America and even the U.S. and Canada. It would be a gorgeous bike ride. So this is kind of going through my head. And I wanted to go to South America anyway because I'd been down there climbing in 2004, climbed Aconcagua, and I made some good friends there. And I loved the culture, and I loved the people that I met, and I wanted to go back. So those two things together led to this trip.
Well, it sounds like an amazing adventure. You mentioned Aconcagua, and I know also you've done all kinds of adventurous and athletic things, including climbing Denali and so on. How will this trip, biking 6,875 miles through the mountains, how will that compare in terms of difficulty to mountain climbing, do you think?
Well, I'd like to say that, first of all, there's nothing that's that spectacular about me physically, or I'm just a normal guy, you know, seriously. And this bike trip, anybody could do if they really wanted to. You know, you put your mind to it and decide that's what you want to do, you could. And I know people say, oh, man, that's going through all those mountains. But you can do it. Mm-hmm. You know, anybody can do it if they decide to. And so what was that question again?
Well, I was just wondering how this trip, which is quite long, I mean, you're going to be gone 4.5 months.
Yeah.
How will it compare in terms of difficulty with, say, mountain climbing, with, you know, summiting Denali or Aconcagua?
Mountain climbing is probably the hardest thing I've ever done, and I never had any aspiration to do that, and it just kind of started when I hiked up Kilimanjaro with John and Kim Wood. Got the idea, and then John said, hey, let's climb Aconcagua. I didn't even know where it was, much less how difficult it was going to be.
Where is it,
so,
by the way?
That's in Argentina, kind of right between Chile and Argentina near Mendoza. And it's the highest peak in this hemisphere. And also, of course, Denali, I got involved with that when Lonnie suggested, how about we go and climb Denali? So they were both very difficult for me, mm-hmm. and difficult for anybody, I mm-hmm. think. But I don't feel that this is going to compare in a short term. It's a different challenge because it's longer.
Yes.
And it's more the endurance part, mental and physical. Mm-hmm. They keep biking. Get up every day and say, hey, I'm going to go biking. Have a good attitude. If you don't, it'll get pretty long.
Yeah.
You know, it could.
Exactly. So we mentioned you start at the equator, August 1st. Mm-hmm. And so describe what the expedition's going to be like. I mean, what, you know, what will you do each day? How will it work? So you start, and I understand you start at a place where you can have one foot in either hemisphere.
You do. The first day.
That's so great.
We're in Quito, Ecuador, and we actually get on our bikes and we go 27 kilometers north of Quito, the wrong direction, to get to this 35-foot high monument called Mitad de Mundo. And that's a monument to the equator. And you can stand on this straddle a yellow line, so one foot's in one hemisphere and one's in the other, which is really pretty spectacular. You can do that in Africa or other places too, but this particular monument's right there.
And you will be posting a picture of this on your website.
Oh, absolutely.
BuckBenson.org.
Yeah, my blog. My blog site. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. I hope to anyway, if I can master the logistics of everything. But
sounds really cool.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. Then we just bike back to the hotel.
Have a glass of wine.
Yeah.
So when you're referring to we, how many people will you be riding with?
There's going to be 20 of us who are aspiring to do the whole trip.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people from the Netherlands primarily because that's where the organizational group is from, but also a lot of Aussies and Brits and some people from France and Spain. And for a while, I thought I'd be the only American.
Mm-hmm.
But then this is kind of a funny story. I got up after the Roadhouse one night. I went home and I looked on the website to see who were the other participants, because they post pictures and flags of who's signed up so far.
Uh-huh.
And it was almost time that you couldn't sign up anymore. And I see, geez, there's two Americans signed up. And I looked at the names, and one's J.R. Petty, and I went to bed. Well, sometime middle of the night or early in the morning, I wake up and I think, wait a minute. I go into the other room, turn on the computer, bring it up again. It's a guy I know. J.R. Petty is from Anchorage, Alaska, and I've cross-country skied with him.
What are the odds?
I know. So you've
never biked together.
No, I didn't even know that he was a big biker or anything. And so that's why it didn't register the night before, because it seemed too impossible. But there he was, you know, of all the people around the world that are signing up for this. It's somebody I know.
That's amazing.
And since that time, Brian and Deb Bennett have signed up for the last 6 weeks of the trip.
Oh, fun.
They'll and join me in
so
Mendoza.
So where will they join in about?
In Mendoza, which is, it's in Argentina.
Okay.
You know, it's near Aconcagua,
yes.
Where I climbed. And and they'll go through the Lake District with me. And then also we'll be going in and out of Chile and Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll end up in Ushuaia at the bottom together.
I'm glad you said that, because I saw that word and I thought, how the heck do you say that?
Okay. I had to learn too.
Okay.
Which I guess is a beautiful little town down at the bottom, and it's a kicking off point to go to Antarctica.
Oh, all right.
From there, so it's a long way. It's the equator to the bottom would be like going from just a little north of here down to Quito, Ecuador. I mean, the distance about the same.
It's
almost.
Far.
Yeah, it's
now
almost.
I understand from my research that of the August 1st to December 14th, you're going to be cycling about 108 days and resting about 28 days. So how far will you be biking every day then? Does it look like about 68 miles a day? Or
Just around 100 kilometers is it's an average when they... But some of those days are going to be a lot of climbing.
Yeah.
Especially early in the trip. And we got a pass that's over 16,000 feet. And we've got, I've forgotten now, four or five other passes that are over 13,000. So there's a lot of climbing on certain days.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we get further south, how's your geography, high school geography?
Not so great, but go ahead.
The Altiplano?
Oh, yeah.
You remember what that
is?
Yes.
It's like a big plain, like
big,
a big...
flat plateau.
Yeah, plateau.
And that starts in Peru, and it crosses the border into Bolivia, and most of it's in Bolivia. And at the average, it sits at 12,000 feet about.
Hmm.
And you really don't go up or down. I'll have 21 straight days on the Altiplano biking.
Interesting.
12,000 feet.
So how have you been training for this?
I've been watching a lot of movies.
Eating chocolate bars.
Oh, God, it's great. Actually, no, I've been biking in May and June quite a bit. And I just go out and bike the hills I can find, the gravel roads, looking for more resistance. Mm-hmm. Because it's going to be more resistance than I can do on the highway here.
Sure.
And then, of course, I got my friends, Brian and Deb, who come out and they're training as well. And it's great to have those guys along. Mm-hmm. And now in July, I've been a little busier. So not out quite as much, but I feel okay.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Well. If you just joined us, we're speaking with Roadhouse host Buck Benson about his upcoming adventure. He's going to be biking the Andes Trail starting August 1st from the equator to the southern tip of South America. Here, I have a question for you.
Yeah, good.
What? Another question. What are you most looking forward to about this?
When I first started, I really wanted to go to the Lake District, which is upper Patagonia, upper part of Patagonia. It has a very mountainous, but it also has a lot of lakes. And it sort of would be described by me as Colorado with lakes. Hmm. So that's what I had in my mind. But as I've been studying the countries that I'll be passing through, I'm more and more intrigued by the upper part of the trip, which was starting in Ecuador, which I understand is just a gorgeous country and has a very varied climate and topography. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Peru as well. And Bolivia, I don't know much about, but I'll be going through the largest salt lake in the world when I go through Bolivia.
Really?
Yeah, it's 12,000 square kilometers. And we're going to go across 100 kilometers of it. And at the other end of it, there's kind of a little island-looking place with cactus that grow out of the ground and a salt hotel.
You mean it's made out of salt?
It's made out of salt.
Don't lick the walls.
Including, you know, some of the furniture and everything is made out of salt. Seriously?
Really?
Yeah. In fact, you can find it on that website.
How cool.
That you were looking at. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
That sounds awesome.
And then northern Argentina is going to be hot and dry. Mm-hmm. And as I get further south, I guess I'm saying I'm going to like it all, aren't I?
Yes, you are. And that's good. Yeah. I was also thinking, what sort of psychically or emotionally, what are you looking forward to about it?
Like all trips for me, the best part of the whole trip is when you take off and everything, all your burdens disappear, all the details of life go away. And because you can be in the moment then. You don't have to worry about the past, the future. You're just concentrating on what's in front of you. You absorb more that way. You meet people that way. You're much more open to things. And you get to see it and experience other cultures. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of learn new ways of living your life just by watching others and seeing how that's done.
Yeah.
So that's really the biggest part for me is going to be the zen of traveling, and then also just the meeting and learning about other cultures is great. Mm-hmm. And of course, I love to bike.
Yes.
And I love to look at beautiful topography.
Well, so there you go. You got it all.
It's all there. All I have to do is show up. Like most of life, of course, the famous thing.
You know,
about
that is so true.
Yeah.
So what, if anything, are you concerned about along the way?
Well, the heat. I don't do that well in the heat. So when I get into northern Argentina, it's going to be hot and dry, and I got to be real careful to drink a lot because I tend not to, and keep myself shaded as much as possible and just take care, you know. If I'm starting to get a little dizzy, it's time to pull off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, will you have, I don't know the fancy term for it, but sag wagons or support vehicles or whatever?
We're going to have a big truck.
Okay.
We throw all our stuff on.
Uh-huh.
And this is great because they also cook the meals.
Ooh.
Which, when you think about biking in a country, in other countries, there's always that thought, okay, where are we going to find our food tonight? And what are we going to eat? And you got to decide all those things. And it takes a lot of time and energy just to do those things. When you don't have to do that, it frees you up. So I love that.
Yep. So you can just absolutely focus on the experience.
Yeah. And just bike and enjoy it. And when you're off your bike, hey, you get to relax.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
great.
It's cool.
So how can we follow you? You mentioned you're going to have a blog. You already have it. I looked at it.
Okay. Yeah. I'm new at that now, Anne, so.
It's fine, Buck.
Okay. Technology is not one of my high points, but I did manage to get something on.
Yes, you did.
It's buckbenson.org. It's real easy.
What platform are you using to do that? WordPress?
WordPress, okay. Yeah. So it's a little limited, but I'm a little limited. So we make a good pair.
Right.
As far as a blog or a website's concerned.
So how often do you think, I mean, you probably don't know this yet, but it seems like I looked at the route and stuff, some of it is quite remote. Mm-hmm. How often will you be able to post or have internet or?
Early on, as we go through Ecuador, Peru, and even Bolivia, we're going to stay at some hotels. And then in internet cafes will be, I should be able to post pretty regularly. But once we hit northern Argentina and we start down where there's going to be a lot of bush camping and things like that, we'll camp out quite a bit of the time, more than we ever stay anywhere. Then it's more questionable mm-hmm. that I'll have. I'm also going to bring my phone along.
Your sat phone?
No, not my sat phone, but my cell phone.
Oh, right.
My iPhone.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to buy those little SIM cards from each country and hope that in some places they'll work. And if it doesn't, fine, because, you know, really, when you're traveling, it's most important that you experience what you're doing.
Of course. Mm-hmm. I agree. I feel like sometimes people are so worried about communication or taking pictures or whatever that they miss what is actually happening around them.
Yeah. So. Yeah, you don't want to do that. Like when we were biking out in on the West Coast, Brian and I, there was a woman from Sweden who was biking there. And when she saw what I'm doing now, she just sent me a little thing on Facebook. And she said, you know, I had a blog when I was in the United States, but I found that I was so busy having a beer with locals that I never wrote anything.
Hey, that's a good problem.
And that's perfect because that's what she should have been doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and we hope if you ever get into a position where your phone works on a Friday night from 5 to 7, you'll call us.
Well, there's potential for that.
We'd really like to hear from you. That would be fun.
I just can't promise.
Hey, we can be spontaneous.
Yeah, we can.
Is there anything else you want to add?
No. Thanks for doing this, Anne, and I'm just looking forward to this trip.
I bet. Yeah. Well, you will be missed, and we'll hold it together till you return in mid-December.
It won't be hard to replace me until that.
Hope you have a fabulous time.
Thanks, Anne.